Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Autism Stories. I'm your host, Doug Bletcher, the founder of Autism Personal Coach. Autistic people are the true experts of the autistic experience, and Autism Stories is where we interview autistic people to learn from their stories, experiences, and get their insights. If you'd like to be notified about each week's episode of Autism Stories, we suggest you subscribe on your favorite podcast listening platform. We would also appreciate it if you could give us a positive rating and review, as it will help others to learn about Autism Stories. On today's episode, Layla Mesner joins us to discuss, as autistic people, how to best use our intuition. Growing up in the wilderness, and her business that creates unique wedding art inspired by your love story. We hope you enjoy today's conversation. Layla, thanks for joining me here on Autism Stories.
Hi, Doug. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And I'd like to start off by learning, where does your story in the autistic community begin?
So it actually starts with an instinct. I was scrolling Facebook and I came across a post by a friend of mine saying that she had discovered that she's autistic. And it was a person who's quite similar to me, I think. And so I thought, oh, if she's autistic, I could be autistic. And at that time, I had just finished going through a number of years of healing for childhood trauma. And I was really excited because I was finally felt like I could be quote unquote normal. And so I didn't know anything about being autistic. And my thought at the time was that I didn't want to know if I was autistic. And so I tried to put it out of my mind. But then, like a few weeks later, my very best friend in the world, who is the most similar to me of anyone I've ever known, messaged me and told me that she's autistic. And so at that point, I was like, oh, wow, I must definitely be autistic. So I went and I did quite a comprehensive online quiz. I can't remember what the website was. And there was this moment when I was going through the questions where it asked me if I rocked back and forth when I was stressed or something like that. And I always crawl into a corner and wrap my arms around myself and rock back and forth when I'm stressed. And I had never thought about it before. And as I was going through the quiz, it was like reading a list of all the quote unquote weird things about me. But I'd never seen them all in one list before and had somebody tell me kind of like, this is what this means. But after I finished going through the quiz, I was like, it came back with the result. But even before it gave me the result, I knew that I'm autistic. So I did eventually pursue an official diagnosis and get that. But in the interim, I started reading posts from people on Instagram like yourself who talk about the experience of being an autistic adult and just seeing my experience reflected back and reading books by autistic adults and people who had realized in later years that they're autistic. And ever since then, I've been very happy to realize that I'm autistic and totally erased that feeling of not wanting to know. Now I'm so happy that I know.
You mentioned instinct, and I think, you know, as autistic people, we have a tendency to second guess ourselves. But I think the interesting thing is that many of us have some really great instincts. You know, I see you post on Instagram about trusting your instincts. What were some ways that you started to move forward towards trusting your instincts and not second guessing yourself?
I actually see this almost opposite to what you're saying. So my experience is that I started out trusting my instincts as a child. And then I learned to second guess myself as I grew into an adult. And then being an adult has been a journey of unlearning that and going back to trusting my instincts. And I think that mirrors the experience of children in general in the Western world. We're really kind of raised in a way that separates us from our instincts. But the part that I think that is like an added burden for autistic people is because we're taught that our natural way of being is wrong or disordered. You know, even for those of us who were diagnosed as children, we still get that message that like, you're weird, you shouldn't be that way. And so I think we get that extra then pressure to second guess ourselves and try to do things in a more neurotypical way that we have to then unlearn.
I saw on Instagram that you've created three tips specifically for autistic people when it comes to trusting our instincts. What exactly are these tips?
Yeah, specifically for autistic people, this is what I would recommend based on my own experience. So the first one is, because autistic people are often really excel at pattern recognition, I think that's a really great asset for trusting your instincts. So it's like, lean into that skill that's already there, because our ability to just pick out patterns like so fast, I think that is instinctual for autistic people a lot of the time. Connected to that, I would actually say, especially when it comes to instincts with people, I would recommend learning about human predators. So I'm talking about people with like toxic levels of narcissism or sociopathy. And I know myself as an autistic person, I love to learn. Psychology is my special interest. It might not be yours or someone else's, but if you can, you know, be interested in learning about it, you can actually read about category B personality disorders. Of course, not with the intention of diagnosing anyone with a personality disorder, unless you are a psychologist, but just being able to recognize the traits of sociopathy and narcissism, and then pairing that with autistic pattern recognition has really helped me to be able to recognize people who don't have my best interests at heart. Because I know as an autistic person, I can be just very trusting. And then the third one is connected to that. Do second guess your tendency to take people's words at face value. So I know for me, like I will sometimes have an instinct that somebody is lying to me. But then if I ask them about it and they just tell me that they're not lying, I'll just believe them because I tell the truth. And so my automatic assumption is that other people are telling the truth. And so I've had to teach myself to actually second guess that tendency to believe everybody and remember that not everybody is autistic. Not everybody is automatically just telling the full truth. And so if I did have an instinct that they might be lying or that something might not be quite right, to listen to that.
You've kind of talked about having to like relearn to trust your instincts, but you're also now trying to help other people to do the same. How are you helping others to kind of activate their instinctual self?
Oh, thank you for asking. So I have a meditation that I created. It's a guided visualization journey, or there is a transcript if someone prefers. And this is designed based on the principles of imaginal psychology. So it will guide you through a journey to connect with your inner animal, which represents your instinctual self, and get a message from your instincts so you can start bringing that into your conscious mind. And then the other thing that I'm working on that isn't released yet, but there is a wait list, is a guide for disabled people to thrive by trusting their instincts. So that would include autistic people like us.
And at the top of your Instagram account, you state that you're an autistic artist who grew up in the wilderness. I'm wondering if you think there are ways that the wilderness helps or has helped bring out your creativity.
Yeah, so I grew up in the wilderness. In my early childhood, there were long periods of time when it was just me and my mom in the backcountry with no one else around. And then sometimes there would be other adults around, but it was actually quite rare for there to be other children. I think I probably coped with this better as an autistic child than a neurotypical child might have coped with it, just not having so much social interaction. But as a result of this, I had to really lean into my imagination to stimulate myself and create experiences. And so my imagination got really, really strongly developed really early on. And then, yeah, just a familiarity with like silence and space, I would say. And creativity likes to come in and fill the empty spaces. So I just started out with that.
Now, in thinking about art, you founded a company, Painted Love, which creates unique wedding art inspired by each couple's love story. What type of unique art do you create to personalize weddings?
Oh yeah, thank you for asking about that. I am an abstract expressionist painter. That means that I create art based on feeling, and it's abstract in nature. And my strength as a painter is to make a feeling visible. So what I do is I talk to a couple and I ask them questions about their relationship, and I try to get a really strong embodied sense for what makes them unique as a couple and just what their relationship feels like. And then I create a piece of abstract art that feels like that. So my intention is to make their love visible.
I love that because for me, energy is so important for me in communicating, and sounds like that's a really important way for you to create art.
Yeah, for sure. I used to be a novelist, and there's been a long journey to become a painter, but what I found is that for me as an autistic person, expressing in images is just so much clearer than expressing in words. It's so much more natural to me. It feels like I can communicate the entire whole of something without having to break it up into pieces and put those pieces in a logical order.
Now, I imagine this is connected to Painted Love, as you were part of Canmore Smart Start, which is a founder training program. What did you learn from this program that's helped you as the founder of Painted Love?
Yeah, that was an amazing program. So Smart Start is put on by our municipal government, and it's a founder training program that pairs like budding entrepreneurs with established business owners as mentors. And so I learned to write a business plan, I learned to create financial statements, I received training on a variety of different aspects of business, from marketing to how to hire and manage a team, and even like doing taxes and stuff like that.
And lastly, how can our listeners learn about you beyond this interview?
Okay, the best way to find me online right now is my Instagram. I am very active on Instagram. I'm at Layla Messner, all one word. My website is currently down. So if you go to my Instagram, the link in there will bring you to the meditation we discussed, as well as the guide that I'm going to be releasing soon. And there's a ton of free content on trusting your instincts for autistic people and people in general. And then, if somebody wants to know about Painted Love Co. and the unique wedding art, they can go to www.paintedlove.co.co.
I just had one other question because you were talking about pattern recognition earlier. And for me, like, that's one of the things that I've realized when I learned that I was autistic is like, oh, you're really good at recognizing patterns. So hearing that, you had to like relearn to trust your instincts, did you always know you were good at pattern recognition? Or how did that develop?
I mean, I never heard the term pattern recognition until I learned about autistic as an official thing that might apply to me. But when I was a child, like when I lived in the wilderness, one of the things I would do to occupy myself was puzzles. And I was just insanely good at puzzles. I wouldn't look at the picture. I would just like put them together so fast and just like amaze adults. So I guess I was always good at pattern recognition. Another thing that I have is one of my autistic traits is very well developed intrapersonal intelligence, so like an awareness of my own internal world. And then I went on to have psychology as a special interest, so I'm observing patterns in my own psyche. And I have spent probably hundreds and hundreds of hours observing the way the different parts of my psyche interact with each other. And so that helps me with recognizing my instincts because I have practiced and practiced like, what is that voice? Oh, that is emotion. Oh, that is instinct, right?
Absolutely. Well, Layla, thanks so much for joining me today. I always love talking about instincts and art and all those things. So thank you very much.
Yeah, likewise. It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thanks so much to Layla for the conversation. To learn more about Layla, please check out the link in the podcast description for this episode. We always love hearing from you and would especially love to hear from you relating to this episode on how do you use your instincts to help you in social situations. Here at Autism Personal Coach, our clients are the experts, our coaches are the guides. The majority of supports for our autistics are not helpful. They try to fix us, not support us. That's why many are confused when we say our clients are the experts, experts of their lived experience. Our clients are the experts for what has worked for them and about the things they need and want in their lives. Our coaches first listen to our clients and then ask thoughtful questions, offer resources, and strategize with our clients so they can get what they need to thrive. Would you want a guide in your life to coach you to help you to get the things you desire? If so, then visit autismpersonalcoach.com for more information. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Autism Stories, and if you did, if you could tell a friend, foe, or anyone you know about it so they could have the same enjoyable and educational experience as you when listening to Autism Stories, it would be so much appreciated. Until next time, I'm Doug Blutcher of Autism Personal Coach. Talk to you then.